Hello.
This is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Fantasy Football Follies, Episode 2. This episode is coming live from the War Room, the Fantasy Football War Room, a.k.a. the Gloom Tomb. The last couple of days have been all fantasy football, everything. But the culmination, was today. It was a glorious, glorious day. I had my long-awaited, much-debated Howard Stern Fantasy Football League draft. This is my third year in the league, and I thought I was putting together a fantasy football team. Little did I know that I was putting together an art project, something that the great Pablo Picasso would be proud of, something that Da Vinci would blush at seeing. The fantasy football team that I put together for the 2016 Howard Stern Fantasy League is a thing of beauty. So we're going to get into that and many more things. This episode of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings. Football is your passion, right? You know all the players and the teams, their strengths and their weaknesses. Now put that knowledge to the test and play for your shot at $1 million, which is the top prize at DraftKings.com. Just a part of the $5 million in total prizes that they're doling out in the week one contest. In 1 week, DraftKings is giving away $5 million. DraftKings.com is the destination for 1 week fantasy football. 1 week fantasy means no season long commitments. Play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, and follow your team live. Play old boyfriends, old girlfriends. Your kids think they know what they're doing. Play them, beat them, dominate them. Show them you're the superior GM, or join an existing league and go head-to-head with friends, coworkers, and fantasy players from all across the country, including yours truly. My team's name is Rappaport's Delight. Hurry to DraftKings.com, choose your players, and you could seriously win cash in 1 week. Use the promo code Rappaport, okay? Use the promo code Rappaport and play for free with your first deposit. That's Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, to play for free. Eligibility and restrictions may apply. See the website for details. Listen, I will be playing weekly fantasy football for free every single week. We have a league set up. You can play me for free, or if you want to step into the big time, you could shell out $5, okay? $5, okay? The more people that play, the bigger the pot will be. You can beat me? You think you could take down the Gringo Mandingo? Every single person on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, you talk all this crap. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know this. You don't know that. Blah, 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 blah. Well, now is your chance to dance with the dingo. I am the Gringo Mandingo. The Iron Rappaport League is easy to find. Go on DraftKings. Look up Iron Rappaport. I'll be there every week. You think you know what you're doing? You think you're so cool? Well, then come dance with the dingo. I want to take on all comers. No Bruno, okay? I'll play you. I'll play your father. I'll play your mother. You got kids. I'll kick their little asses too. See, I'm Rapport Stereo Podcast. Let me hear some Funk Miles, and I'm coming right back to break down this beautiful draft that I did for the Howard Stern Fantasy Football League. All right. All right, so this is what it is. I am actually now wearing the first edition of a District Line soft-ass Smash Mouth Fantasy Football t-shirt, all right? I'm so proud of these shirts. First of all, they're soft as shit. Second of all, they're cheap, okay? They look good, they feel good. The logo is Smash Mouth Fantasy Football. They're on sale at www.districtlines.com/Rappaport. We got the hard body karate t-shirts, the I Don't Fact Check t-shirts, the now worldwide famous Stickman jerseys. But for you today, it's all about Smash Mouth Fantasy Football. You get the picture, right? Go to districtlines.com/IamRappaport. Get yourself a soft-ass I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast t-shirt. But this is what happened today, okay? I'm playing in a PPR league, okay? Every single reception is worth 1 point. Does that make sense to you? It obviously didn't make sense to Jason Kaplan, Lisa Ann, John Hine, who's now a world-famous guy. He's got a catchphrase, hit him with the Hine. Well, you hit me with the heinous fucking draft, John Hine, okay? That's what you did. You hit me with the heinous draft. You didn't hit me with the Hine. Okay, in this league, there's a quarterback, there's two running backs, three wide receivers, one tight end, one flex, defense, kicking, and eight bench spots. They thought I was the laughing stock of the league. They voted. The Howard Stern Fantasy Football League people, these animals in this league, the majority voted that me and my son, okay, who's 14, and his 14-year-old friend, Guru Gray, the youngest guru in the fantasy business, they couldn't help me out. So you know what happened? This pigeon flew the coop. Okay? I'm the fucking pigeon, and I flew the coop. Now I'm flying. Fly, birdie, fly. Well, that's what I did. Okay? They thought they were breaking me down. No, what they actually did was build a fantasy monster, a fantasy beast. Okay? We're going to start this off with a new segment, okay? I love new segments. It's a good way to organize things, okay? Compartmentalize things. This new segment is called 7 for 7, okay? 7 for 7, aka a touchdown in Smash Mouth Fantasy Football. Number one out of the 7 for 7, all of my picks. All of my picks were fantastic. All fantasy football season long, I have been saying, I want to try to achieve the perfect draft. I want to try to achieve the perfect draft. And within today's draft of the Stern Show, I think I actually achieved perfection. Now, I've had two other leagues. I play in the Alice in Chains, you know, the group Alice in Chains, Jerry Cantrell and those guys, Duff from Guns N' Roses. Playing their league, I made a very good draft. It's not perfect, okay? But today in the Stern Show, with that draft, with everything going against me, I think I actually achieved perfection. I'll let the people decide, okay? Number two out of 7 for 7, Aaron Rodgers. All fantasy season long, all the gurus, all the insiders, everybody was saying, Wait on a QB. The QBs are overvalued. Don't rush to get your QB. There's plenty of QBs. There's so much depth in the QB position. Well, this is what happened. When we were snaking back in the fourth round, okay? When we were snaking back in the draft in the fourth round, I knew. I had a sixth sense, okay? You smell that? That's my sniffer. Okay? That's this beak here. They call it the beak of the East. Okay? I had a feeling and I had a premonition. And I saw Aaron Rodgers. Okay? I saw him right there. And I had already picked three wide receivers who I will name shortly. But I had a feeling that the right choice was to make a quarterback pick. And Aaron Rodgers, he was there, and he was fantastic last year, and he was under duress. Some people say he sucked last year. I wrote him out. He did great, okay? He had nobody working with him. His offensive line sucked, okay? He didn't have his main man, 50 grand, Jordy Nelson. But he won me games last year. He drove me crazy, but he won me games. But that was last year. We're in a new year. I don't hold that against him. That's one of the things that people in fantasy football, they do. They hold grudges, okay? You shouldn't hold grudges. Namely, DeMarco Murray led the league in rushing at Dallas 2 years ago. Last year, he's in Philly. It's a shit show. And now you think all of a sudden he's undraftable, he's unworthy? He just had a bad season. Think about how many bad seasons you had in life, okay? But when I was snaking back, I picked Aaron Rodgers, and you could hear the face of fantasy football, who I respect completely. You could hear the gasp come from the great Matthew Berry. I got to tell you, in Rocky IV, remember in Rocky IV when Rocky cut Drago, he hit him, he finally cut him, and then he came back to the corner and Duke, Apollo's old trainer, he said, "You hurt him, you cut him, you cut him, he's bleeding. See, he's not a machine, he's a man." That's what it was like. That is what it was like when I picked up Aaron Rodgers. It proved that even the great Matthew Berry is not a machine. He's a man. I cut him. Blood was streaming from the eye. Not a lot, but just enough for me to see it and for him to wipe it away. Oh, is that blood on my face? Yeah, it's blood. You know why? Because Rappaport's delight is coming. You ain't a machine. You're a man, just like Duke told Rocky in Rocky IV. It was a thing of beauty. It was inspiring. He was going to pick Aaron Rodgers, but I got to him first. Sorry, Charlie. Number three in the 7 for 7, morning adjustments. Listen, you got to know what your draft is, okay? You have to know what your draft is. Yesterday, I drafted in the league. It was half point PPR. Today, it was a full point PPR, okay? The morning adjustment, I had to wrap my head around that. So if it's a full point PPR, I'm going for wide receivers, and I want big, strong, Coxman wide receivers, okay? I want big motherfuckers, playmaking wide receivers, okay? And that's what I got. In this league, like I said, we start three wide receivers, and I doubled back, and I got the most efficient, smartest wide receiver you can get, which is putting one in the flex. Four beasts starting at wide receiver, all over 6'4", true stickmen, true Coxman. I'll give you their names shortly. Number four, Matt Jones, the steal of the draft. You do the math. Matt Jones was the steal of the draft. I got him so late, I can't even remember when I got him. This, by the way, the Howard Stern draft has 18 picks. You know how fucking long that took? 18 picks. It took forever. It just went on. It's like cousins of players got drafted. Retired players got drafted. I drafted Terry Bradshaw. He was on the board. I said, screw it. I pick him in the 18th round. Well, you know, I like Terry. Maybe he'll come off the bench. Who knows? But if not, at least we got him on our team. Okay, number five, the Denver defense and Gaskowski, the kicker, okay? We got mocked for doing that. Rappaport's delight got mocked. My team was already solidified. I don't follow trends, okay? F your trend. In the 11th round, I picked the Denver defense. You know why? Because they're the number one defense, okay? And they're going to get me points. And in the 13th round, I believe I picked... No, it was the 14th round. I picked Steven Gostkowski. I don't even know. I know I'm not saying his name right. I had him. I believe I had him last year. The kicker for the New England Patriots. I was mocked and laughed at. I was mocked and laughed at by the great Matt Berry and his sidekick, Lisa Ann. They were like, "You dummy, you pick a kicker in the 14th round." Yes. You know why? Number one, there's 18 rounds in this league. What are you going to do? You have a wide receiver who's a rookie coming off a shin splint who's never going to play? Duh. I don't follow trends. I set them. You got that? Rappaport's delight, a.k.a. that thing's big, a.k.a. make it stop, a.k.a. there will be blood. We set the trends. You got that? Okay, so in the 14th round, yes, I picked the best kicker in the league. Okay? In the 12th round, yes, I picked the best defense in the league. And then I continued to pick up beast because you fools don't know what you're doing because you were confused. You were confused by the fantasy prowess that is Rappaport's delight, a.k.a. That thing's big. Number six, I made a side bet with Lisa Ann. I offered to make a side bet. She paused and then, you know, pride set in. She said she'd make the side bet, but then nothing was offered up. You know how I get down. You know what I do. You don't want to side bet me. Number seven, listen, get the guys you want. Okay, I wanted the Denver D. I got the Denver D. They're going to be on the field every single week. Gostkowski, I wanted him. He's a starter. He's going to get me 12, 13, 14, 15 points a game. You want to put some clown second tight end in your 14th pick? That's up to you. You're not a winner. You're not making an art piece, okay? Get the guys you want. Don't be bullied. Don't follow the trends. Nobody's perfect. Nobody knows anything. The main thing about any draft, let the draft come to you. And that's what I did today. I was patient. I breathed. I actually drafted with a nose strip, okay? Like a breathing nose strip so I could breathe. I was breathing. And I did it. It was a thing of beauty. We'll be right back with more I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast.
Network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Now you got to remember, this is a per point reception league. Every reception gets you 1 point. The whole draft strategy changed because I had the third pick overall. The way the draft went, names were picked out of a hat, okay? Somehow or another, we were drafting. We used the ESPN site. Names were picked out of a hat, okay? John hit him with the Hein was number 10. Ben Bartle, last year's winner, was number 9. Jason Kaplan, a.k.a. the commissioner, was 8. Will Murray, I don't like your face, was number 7. J.D., stuttering and stammering his way through the draft, was number 6. Gary Delabonte, who I will say, he didn't have a great draft, but something came up. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but at the last minute, he couldn't be there, so he got an auto draft. His team's not that bad. His team that was auto drafted is actually better than some of the clowns that were there drafting in person. Okay, so I can't break Fafafui's balls. Number 4 was Scott Salem, Scott the Engineer, a.k.a. Scott the Bowler. Number 3 was me, the Gringo Mandingo, Michael Rappaport. Number 2 was Lisa Ann. Number 1 was Matthew Berry. Okay, I'm going to break it down one by one, because that's when we had some fun. Round 1, you went a little too early on Todd fucking Gurley. When it's a point per reception, you got to get a big-time receiver, okay? Scott Salem, I know you haven't been paying attention, but you played yourself, okay? You could come to L.A. and watch Todd Gurley not catch any balls with me from the sidelines. I'll get you good seats. Okay, my first pick was a gentleman by the name of Julio Jones. Okay, fantastic pick. I picked number 3. Antonio Brown was gone. Odell Beckham was gone. I picked Julio. Round number 2. Will Murray, you haven't figured it out, have you? You picked Brandon Cooks before Jordy, Amari Cooper, and B. Marshall. Don't you understand that the New Orleans Saints, they distribute the ball all over the field? Don't you understand that? Didn't anyone ever teach you that growing up? Have you not watched NFL for the last 6 years? Breeze spreads it around. You played yourself. Lamar Miller with the 13th pick overall. I don't know. Jason Kaplan, I don't know. Maybe you were distracted by having a commissioner of the league. Okay, but I got Amari Cooper. A beast, a big, strong coxman, big dude, okay? Second pick, I went wide receiver. Round 3, too early on T.Y. T.Y., he's great, but I worry about Andrew Luck staying healthy behind that offensive line. And Andrew Luck, here's a little tip, stop running. You did that your first 2-3 years, and it was great. And then, and also, stop saying good hit to when you get hit. Nobody likes that. You got your ass handed to you last year. So the Colts receivers who seem good on paper, they might not have anybody to throw them the ball after a few weeks with that crappy offensive line. All right, I worry about Andrew Luck, and I like him. Okay? I picked a beast, another wide receiver beast, young stud. Okay? And when I say fantasy stud, I mean stud. Mike Evans. Okay? So that's who I had the first three picks. Does that make sense to you? Julio Jones, Amari, and Mike Evans. This is a PPR league. Every time they catch the ball, I get a point. Making sense to you guys? No one else did this strategy. No one else is going to win this league. The most interesting thing about the fourth round, as I told you earlier, it's where I single-handedly won the draft and crushed the great Matthew Berry's heart simultaneously. Aaron Rodgers in the fourth round. I'll take that all day, every day. Like I said, everybody's saying, wait for quarterbacks, wait for quarterbacks. Uh-uh. I have three stud receivers. I need a stud to be throwing them the ball. Aaron Rodgers was there. I took him. Again, you can feel the air. You could feel it leave Matthew Berry. I guarantee you, I love and respect this gentleman. He's a competitor. He put together a great team. His team is fantastic. Of course he's going to put up a great team. But I guarantee you, he was going to pick Aaron Rodgers. But I got to him first. Oh, he didn't know what to do. Berry subsequently went with question mark. Doug Martin, he's a question mark. And Jason Kaplan, the commissioner of the league, you pick Dante Moncrief, you're tripping in the fourth round. Do the work. Do the math. Do you mock, bro? Do you even mock draft, bro? Ask yourself that. You need to mock draft. You need to put that work in. Okay? You have to put that work in. You got to put that time in. You can't just step up to the plate and not know the pitches. That's what mock drafts are for. I tell this to all people that are playing fantasy football. You got to mock out, bro. And then I ask you, you mock, bro? The fifth round started again. Matthew Berry, he needed to make the first pick because we were snaking. And he picked Jeremy Maclin. I have to say, I really think he was totally rattled. Jeremy Maclin is a good player, but I do not think that was his plan. So what I did in the fifth round, I took Kelvin Benjamin. I have Kelvin Benjamin playing my flex. Do you understand what that means? I have Kelvin Benjamin playing my flex. I might not even start a flex. I might just leave the flex blank to keep this league competitive. KB is going to beast out. I don't care about his injury. I saw him. He looks good. He's tall. He's lean. He's mean. And he's strong. Okay, so that's who I picked in the fifth round. People are sleeping on Thomas Rawls, okay? They think last year was a fluke. I'm not sleeping on Thomas Rawls. Lisa Ann watched two Seahawks preseason games and thinks Christian Michael is the second coming. Yo, this dude, he got cut from Dallas. He couldn't even get on the field in Dallas. She took a backup running back named Charles Sims, who I like over my pick, who starts Melvin Gordon. I'm not one to judge, but you suck, okay? The rest of the round was good mid-level picks across the board. Listen, the Howard Stern Fantasy Football League gets competitive. Everybody knows what they're doing. Everybody is prepared. And it's going to be a competitive season. This is no walk in the park, okay? But I did win the draft. Now, any real fantasy football player will tell you, round 7 through 15 are where champions are made, okay? Everybody can pick the first 6, 7 picks. It's all the names. Everybody knows all the names. You know all the faces. You know the stats. 7 through 15 are where champions are made. I got Melvin Gordon, the number one back in San Diego with a chip on his shoulder. Then I got Delanie Walker, the number one target in Tennessee. He's the best tight end this side of Gronk. Then I did something beautiful. Matt Jones from the Washington Redskins, who kicked Alfred Morris out of town, single-handedly stuck his foot up Alfred Morris's ass to become the number one running back in DC. Steve Smith Sr., toughness, shit-talking, PPR skills, he's angry, He was going to retire. He didn't want to retire with an injury. Came back. I like him. He's feisty. He is feisty. I'll always take Steve Smith Sr. I got him late. Real late. Late and lovely. I was on a high. I was literally freaking out during this draft how good it was going. Okay? Then we picked up Rashard Jennings, the number one back in New York, if he could get his mind right. Just get your mind right, Duke. You want to eat? You want to meet me for like some food? Rashard, I'm there. I want to see you do things that only you and I know that you can do. I want to see you be the best Rashard Jennings you can be, okay? But he catches balls, okay? Then I picked the Broncos D, a.k.a. the 85 Bears, okay? I picked the Broncos D, okay? Otis Wilson, you know? Remember those guys, the 85 Bears? Remember those guys? That's what I the equivalent of the Broncos defense is this year. Then I handcuffed my number one pick, Julio Jones, with Mohamed Sanu, okay? The number two receiver in Atlanta. How'd that work out for Roddy White? It worked out really good for Roddy White, okay? God forbid something happens to Julio. I have the number two guy, Mohamed Sanu. It worked out really well for Roddy White, and I expect it to work out really, really good for Mo Sanu. Then I picked Gostkowski. I got laughed, finger-pointed, shamed, but I wanted my 10 to 12 to 15 points a game guaranteed, and my lineup was already set. You know what I did after that? I went in the back and I sunbathed until I was beckoned to make another pick. I was in my backyard sunbathing while these animals were scrounging, fighting for this one and that one. Who am I going to pick with my 16th pick? I don't know. I'm in the back. I'm sunbathing. I got my feet in the pool. I look like Kathy Moriarty in Raging Bull. I was relaxing. I was sipping on some Snapple Arnold Palmer. Half lemonade, half iced tea. Snapples, drinking them one, two at a time. Loving life. It was over at that point. I didn't need to keep going. I seriously did not need to keep going. I'm already getting propositioned by people in this league to make trades. I ain't trading nothing. You got to pay to play. Somewhere around the 17th round, I picked up Jameis Winston. We call him Famous Jameis, a.k.a. the Crab Leg King, okay? He was just lurking around. I picked him. I think Scott Salem, after that, he had to go, I love Scott Salem. He picked Marcus Mariota. Okay, so I have Jameis Winston sitting on my bench. He's Cam Newton 2.0. It's going to happen. Okay, then I picked up Jared Cook, a red zone threat for Aaron in Green Bay. Anquan Boldin, who's got a change of scenery with a real cockslinger. And Matt Stafford, who I like Matt Stafford. He looks like my son Maceo. He's a locker room guy. He's going to hold things together. He's in a new environment. Picked him up late. Followed by stashing my PPR machine, Deion Lewis, at the end of the bench to finish my draft that even the great Matthew Berry was excited by. I won the draft. I won the draft. I won the Howard Stern Fantasy Football League draft 2016. The work paid off. This is an art project. Look at my team. Look at my team. You will notice that I pick guys who are high in demand in their systems. Okay? They generate targets and carries. That's how you win fantasy football. You don't follow trends. You set trends. You let the draft come to you. It's a PPR league with every reception worth a point. So I took four receivers in my first five picks. I did the damn thing. In fantasy, just like football, you need to take what the defense give you. All right? I'm the new fantasy football guru. They call me the Juru. I had my sights set on guys, and I went out there, and I got them. Everybody wants to dance with the dingo, and everybody could have a chance. I talk shit. This is now turned into the greatest fantasy football podcast in the world. Fantasy Football Follies, episode number two. If you want a fantasy football from me and advice, you want to ask me what I'll do, we'll be down in Vegas, okay? October 14th, me and G. Monetti, a.k.a. G. Moody, Last name rhymes with duty at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, the 14th of October. We're doing a live podcast. Okay, and then stand up live in Phoenix, Arizona on Sunday, October 16th. If you want to see me live, you want to talk fantasy, go to www.iamrappaporttour.com, www.iamrappaporttour.com. I also want to shout out Official Fantasy Rings for sponsoring the Rappapack Fantasy Football League. Winner of that 12-team league gets a customized I Am Rappaport championship ring. They're beautiful, okay? I highly recommend ordering a ring for the winner of your league. They're fair priced. They look like the real thing. Go to www.officialfantasyrings.com. Listen, I got to ask the question, you know, to all the people. Think your draft through. Think your picks through, okay? You don't want sleepless nights. You don't want to be tossing and turning, okay, because you made bad picks. Mock out. Do some research. But do not follow trends. Go with your gut. Come prepared, but not overly prepared. It's like a fighter, the day of a big fight. You think that Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz were worried the day of UFC fight, 202? No, everything was done. You know what I did on draft day? I schwitz, okay? I give myself a facial, a pedicure, and manicure. I do it myself. I take a little nap, and then I draft. I'm ready. I'm prepared for war. Anything could happen. I'm prepared. If you're mocking the same day as your draft, the best you'll be is a C-plus student. It's like mocking for a final exam. Okay? You have to cram for a final exam. You ain't going to do good, Duke. All right? When you need to start taking those brain focus pills because you're not prepared, you ain't ready, Duke. Lisa Ann, you picked Antonio Gates. What year is this? In front of Julius Thomas? Barnage and Martellus Bennett talking all that shit to me, the gringo man dingo. You ain't dancing with the dingo. Barry, I respect your team, your overall knowledge, but Ingram in the third round, come on, man. I don't care that he caught 50 passes last year. He's busted, okay? He's busted before, and he's probably going to bust again. No Bruno. Just like Doug Martin, who you pick next. You're bugging. In PPR league, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Doug Martin in a PPR league. Yo, John Hine, hit him with the Hine. Get your mind right. Your receivers have everybody nervous, including themselves. Come talk to me. You want some? You want to make some trades? You come to me, okay? Hit him with the Hine. Hit him with the heinous draft. You want to make some trades, John Hine? You call me. You know where to find me. Jordy, T.Y., John Brown, Tavon Austin, Kevin White. Where you got them? Those are suspect picks at best. I like Clay Aiken. That's a good pick. He's a true talent flying under the radar for the Ravens. Pun definitely included. Oh, man. Fantasy sarcasm 101. J.D., you don't know what you're doing. Your team will either make the playoffs or you'll have your team sponsored by Kaiser Permanente. Okay? Dez Bryant. You're tripping. Julian, Forte, Eifert, and your backup is Dalton. Bring some crutches and some head wraps, right? Carry some ice bags when you play fantasy football. You're going to need it. Will, you pick Brandon Cooks in the second round before Dez. Don't believe the hype. You pick that little shit in the second round before Dez, Jordy, Amari, B. Marsh, and Mike Evans. That made me laugh. That was like Eddie Murphy delirious laughter. I was laughing. I couldn't breathe. I like him, but that was a great pick for my team. I mean, that was a fantastic pick for my team. You got some good players. You got CJ, Cobb, Demaryius, DeMarco. These are guys that I'm high on all year, but the rest of your squad is whack, okay? That's why you play the game in smash mouth fantasy football land, not on paper. Teams aren't won on paper. Teams are won in reality. Teams are won with your gut, okay? Jason Kaplan, I feel bad for you. Back-to-back running backs in the first two rounds in a PPR league. Listen, to all the listeners of this podcast, back-to-back running backs in a PPR league, you might as well stop drafting after that. You're done. You're finished. You're supposed to have the inside track as the commissioner, Kaplan. Instead, you fell right into my monkey cage. Okay? I'm concerned about your team, but not in a way that you like. Okay? A lot of reaches on your board. All right? A lot of reaches on your board. I'm glad you picked Arian Foster. I like him. I hope he does well. He gave us a great interview on the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast. I wish him a great season, and that was a good pick. He wouldn't have come back if he wasn't healthy. Trust me, he's not that dude. He's all about his namaste and his chi. He's going to have a good season. Solid pick if he stays healthy. Ben Bartle, you ain't repeating anything. You picked three RBs in the first four rounds, including my guy Le'Veon Bell. You're a homer. You played yourself. Three running backs in the first four rounds, you're tripping. AP, okay, they're going to be slugging him. Lev and Sammy Watkins and Carlos Hyde, you're tripping. I call that the all-infirmary team, all right? After that, you did good. You picked up Russell and Baldwin and Marcus Wheaton. I don't know, maybe you could piece together something on the waiver line, but beyond that, you're not going back-to-back, okay? You're not winning another championship, my man. Finally, John Hine. Hit him with the Hine. Again, I think the fame has gone to your head. Your top half of your draft looks good with Zeke and Gronk and LeSean. All Sean and the next two picks are suspect. All right? I don't know what to tell you. I like Golden Tate. All right? I like Russell Wilson's ex, Michael Floyd. If there's enough balls to go around in Arizona, I don't think there's enough balls to go around in Arizona to make Michael Floyd someone who's viable. But I can't believe you took that cheating fuck, Tom Brady, in the seventh round. Have you no self-respect? Listen, the accolades are rolling in. My four-headed receiving monster, three wide receivers, and one flex. And I picked up, I forgot to say, Deion Lewis may win me the league if he comes back 6 weeks later, like last year. Last year, he came back 6 weeks late, okay? He could come back to 6 weeks, 7 weeks, when the running backs are dinged up. They didn't give him a multi-year extension, okay, for no reason. Listen, I'm going to sleep like a big, giant fantasy baby tonight on my Casper mattress. You could get $50 off any purchase at Casper using the promo code Rappaport, an award-winning mattress. They deliver it to your home. They let you sleep on the mattress for 100 nights free, okay? Go to www.casper.com/Rappaport. If you don't like the mattress after 100 nights of sleeping on it and doing God knows what on it, they will return everything to you for free and donate it or recycle it. I sleep like a baby on my Casper mattress, and I'm gonna sleep slow, so beautifully tonight, knowing that the draft went the way it was. Thank you for tuning in to the Fantasy Football Follies. I'm gonna go take a victory lap with my dog Wheezy. Mark this date down, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the day that the Gringo Mandingo officially arrived as the face of fantasy football. Ain't I pretty? Ain't I pretty? I do this for the love of the game. I'll be there every week on the podcast. You can play me on DraftKings. Seriously, I'll be there. We're doing it for fun. Low stakes league. I like to enjoy the fans. Get talk smack. If you're civilized and not a lunatic, I'll have you call into the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast. Sign up every week using the promo code Rapport at DraftKings. You can hear about all my conquests all year in the league that means the most to me. I'm coming for that championship belt. It's the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. Michael Rapport, signing off. Good luck with your drafts. Don't be dictated by trends. Don't be dictated by rankings. Do the math, do the work, and let the chips fall where they fall. All right, it's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. You listen to some funk, and we're out.